If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Dean Richards now with entertainment headlines, and we'll start with a leftover Valentine's story involving Will Smith.
This is just another example of how A-list celebrities are just like the rest of us. You know, plenty of people going to Jewel and getting a dozen roses for Valentine's Day, or the 2-for-1 Fannie Mae's that have been on sale since before Christmas. What Will Smith did for Jada, even though they are officially separated right now, still celebrating Valentine's Day, the former Fresh Prince had some life-size pillows made up of his entire family. So in other words, life-size, as tall as his wife Jada, his daughter Willow, his son Jaden, with their pictures on these life-size pillows, and gave each one a life-size pillow of themselves and the whole family as a Valentine's Day present. So step up your games, everybody, for next year for Valentine's Day. The flowers and the candy ain't cutting it.
They're separated?
They are separated, but still celebrate Valentine's Day. I've long since given up trying to figure out that relationship.
Yeah, well, it's nice that everybody got a lovely pillow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about these Spirit Awards, and this is about independent films, isn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah, that's what the Spirit Awards are about, is award season goes on, and the movie called Train Dreams, really good, was named as the best independent film of the year. It's also an Academy Award nominated motion picture, as are some of the performances in the films. Other winners last night: Rose Byrne, who a lot of people think could wind up winning Best Actress at the Academy Award. She is nominated. Won for Best Performance from the movie If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Best Supporting Performance went to Naomi Ackle. Aki, for Sorry Baby. They don't do genders on their awards, just, you know, a performance. Clint Bentley, who is the director of Train Dreams, won for Best Director. That movie also won for Best Cinematography. The Secret Agent that we were telling you about, the political thriller, won for the Best International Movie. The Perfect Neighbor was the winner of the Best Documentary of the year.
That movie, Train Dreams, we saw that, and I've talked to a lot of people who say, wow, that was depressing, and I thought it really worked, even though it is kind of depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not an uplifting story by any means, but it's powerful, and it makes you think. I never judge movie. People always tell me, "Oh, that was such a depressing movie. I didn't like it."
It can't always be Walt Disney frolics.
Yeah, you know, Schindler's List was not a happy movie by any means, but it's a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. Still, you know, in filmmaking. I still recommend it, and this. The Secret Agent is a fantastic movie. It's mostly in Portuguese. A lot of people don't like subtitles, but, you know, that's what these, there's something for everybody out there.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's no right or wrong. It's just there's a little something for everyone out there.
Well, you know, I see a movie like Train Dreams, and I think, all right, well, my troubles are nothing.
Yeah,
in that way, it is uplifting.
Yeah, makes you feel better about your own life. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
It's supposed to. Anyway, who went to the movies over the weekend?
Romantics, mostly, apparently, because Wuthering Heights was the big winner of the Valentine's Day weekend, the classic romance novel. Now, I think this was the fifth telling on big screen of Wuthering Heights. Took in $35 million for the opening weekend, with an additional $42 million globally. The number two movie, the kids' animated film called Goat. After that, it was the Chris Hemsworth movie Crime 101. Rachel McAdams, Send Help, was number four, and Kevin James, Solomillo, was the number five movie of the weekend. We talked with the stars of Wuthering Heights last week in L.A. We shared some of our conversation with Margot Robbie, but the actor who plays Heathcliff in the movie is also an Academy Award nominee, Jacob Elordi, and he told us a little bit about taking on this classic figure in romance literature. Yeah, so there you go. It's a nice little story about learning that you've got an Academy Award nomination. You just chill out and take a little walk on the beach.
I saw him on a couple of interviews. He seems to be a very humble guy, very normal guy.
Very charming, yeah, very, very nice. Australian, you know, guy. So I think there's a little bit of a chill to the Aussies. I like them.
And Dean has some Stranger Things news today.
Yeah, there was a kind of a Stranger Things reunion that took place at the wedding of one of their cast members. Maya Hawke got married over the weekend. Maya Hawke married Christian Lee Hudson on Valentine's Day. She is the daughter of actors Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman. Of course, they were at the wedding, along with all of their Stranger Things castmates, Finn Wolfhard, Gaten Matarazzo, Caleb McLaughlin, Sadie Sink, Natalia Dyer, Charlie Heaton, and also Joe Carey. So congrats to all of them. Nice celebrity-filled wedding.
I want to ask you about something I've noticed at the movie theaters lately. A lot of special screenings, movies that are in the theaters for maybe a day or two, and then they leave, and some special concerts. I mean, are all theaters trying to do this kind of thing now?
Yeah, well, it's a way of bringing people into the theaters, for sure, with very special interest, kind of productions. They did that with the Dick Van Dyke documentary, where they only brought it into the theaters for a couple of days, and then they pulled it out. And I remember I talked with the producer of that documentary, and I said, well, certainly this is going to wind up on a streaming service. He said, well, we don't have any plans on that right now.
Wow.
Which seems kind of crazy to me that you would have a powerful documentary, especially for streaming, that it wouldn't wind up there. But they just had not cut a deal yet. But there are some theaters and some film distribution companies that are only putting movies in for just a couple of days and then pulling them out again. I think they feel like, you know, they can create a demand by not leaving it in there for a long time, where certain movies wouldn't command the kind of interest to be in there for weeks at a time. That definitely is happening more and more now. Mostly it's with special interest films, but not necessarily.
So these movies that I want to see coming up, the documentary on Paul McCartney and Wings, and also this Elvis concert film, I mean, I'm looking at when they're going to be screened and where, and then I'm thinking, well, I can wait because it'll be on the stream right away, but maybe not, huh?
Well, no, the McCartney documentary definitely is going to be on Amazon Prime Video now, it's called. I believe it's February 26th, but that'll definitely be on Amazon. The Elvis movie, Epic, is going to be, I think that might be a Netflix movie, I don't remember, but both of those definitely will be on streaming service. I thought of you last night because they sent me, now instead of sending, they used to send DVDs for the critics to look at ahead of time if they didn't set a special screening in a theater for us to see it on a big screen. Now they just send like a link that you click on, and you can click into the movie. And I thought, oh, last night, this is going to be great. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch Man on the Run.
That's the McCartney documentary.
That's the Paul McCartney documentary. So I was going to watch it last night. And, you know, I was thinking I should send Bob this link.
would I know how to work it?
Well, listen to the rest of the story. I click on it, and it's only audio. It's not the video.
What?
If I looked at my phone, I could see the video. If I, you know, tried to mirror it up to a big screen on the TV in my house, nothing, just audio. I said, well, I'm not going to sit and watch a Paul McCartney documentary that's 2 inches big on my phone. So they got to work this out somehow so I can see the rest of this. I heard most of the movie, but, you know, I also would like to see it as well. It's the magic of motion pictures.
Yeah, well, give me a call when you get a couple of VHS tapes of a movie I want to see.
Oh, you know what? I thought of that so many times when I get these little glitches when they send me links and you got to have passwords and, you know, two-step verifications and all that. Yeah. It's like, just send me a tape. Just send me a DVD. I just want to watch this movie. That's all I want to do. I want to sit down and watch the movie. I don't want to have to reinvent the whole computer process every time I sit down to watch this.
You're just trying to justify the fact that you never threw out your Betamax.
Well, that's the truth. I do have a museum of obsolete electronics that I'm very proud of with my 8-track player and some other stuff.
All right, we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
All right, bye.